This is Out and About on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Jen Gordon from Arts Partners of Central Illinois. This week, we're pleased to have with us in the studio piano prodigy Harmony Zhu and artistic director of the Peoria Symphony Orchestra, George Stelluto. They're with us today to tell us about the upcoming performance with the Peoria Symphony Orchestra in the Prodigies concert tomorrow evening. Harmony and George, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Now, Harmony, you've traveled a long distance to be with us here in Peoria today. Can you tell us where you're from?
I'm from New Jersey. I live in New Jersey, and I go to Juilliard in New York on weekends.
That's a very impressive school. You're not the typical age of people who attend Juilliard, are you?
Yeah, most people who attend Juilliard are like 16 to 17. So, yeah, I'm the youngest one.
That's quite impressive. Now, can you tell us a little bit how you first got interested in piano?
Well, my grandmother, she was a professor in literature, so when she retired from teaching, she decided to buy herself a piano to try as a hobby. And she took some group lessons, and every single time I went to her house, the piano was like my biggest toy. So I always played with it a lot.
And so how old were you when you started playing the piano seriously?
Well, I just started taking lessons since I was 3, and I'm not sure when I started, like, seriously, so I just kept on learning it.
Now, you've had some really wonderful performances. You've performed on the Ellen DeGeneres Show, you've performed at Carnegie Hall, and you've also performed in international piano competitions. Can you tell us maybe some of the favorite places that you've performed at?
One of the favorite places was Poland, I think. Because I went to a music festival in Poland, and everybody was really nice there, and the air is really fresh, and I went to a mini zoo, and there's so many animals there. And I also like performing in United Arab Emirates, because United Arab Emirates is a really exotic country, and so it had the tallest building, and also the biggest mall, and all of those things. And I went on the tallest building. It was called Burj Khalifa, and it was really fun.
Now, in this concert, you're going to be playing Beethoven's first piano concerto. Can you tell us what it is about this piece that you like? I know it's a piece that's very early in Beethoven's career, but it gives you some glimpses of the composer that Beethoven becomes as he continues to compose. But what's your take on it, or what do you enjoy about this piece?
Well, all of Beethoven's music has lots of contrasts in it, and it changes lots of character. And so Beethoven's music, I think, is always really dramatic. So when I'm playing it, I feel sometimes he's talking to me, like, really intimately and gently, and other times he's throwing a temper tantrum for no reason. And so I feel like I'm acting a one-girl show.
And can you talk a little bit about how you met George and how it is that you came to be here in Peoria performing for us this weekend?
I think George went to my recital and listened to my Beethoven sonata, and he decided that my Beethoven was good, so he wanted me to play Beethoven in Peoria. And so in May or so, I came to perform a solo recital that was televised, and now I'm back again for the recital on Saturday.
George, you travel the world and work with so many amazing musicians. What was it about Harmony's artistic interpretation that really stood out to you?
Well, she was playing a Beethoven sonata on her recital, and I have great affection for him, of course, as a composer, and I think his music is really profound. So it's not just playing the notes the right way. You know, it's not just being technically proficient. You have to have a certain feeling and affinity for it. You have to have energy and passion for it, but you also have to have a sense of refinement, and that's what I heard. And so I thought, you know, this is not just a young person playing Beethoven well. This is a really good artist, a young artist interpreting Beethoven well. So that's why I thought, you know, this would really be great for Peoria to hear her play a concerto with the orchestra.
Thank you.
And Harmony, we've been talking a little bit about Beethoven, but are there other composers that you've avoided playing, at least in public concerts, because you want to wait a few years before you approach them? Are there composers that you feel like maybe you're not quite ready yet and you'd like to have a few more years before you perform them publicly?
Well, I like to try lots of pieces, so I don't have any composers that I think I should wait for. Like, I just try the pieces, and if they're too hard, I might put them away for a few years. But I just try them, and if they're good, then I just perform them.
Harmony, in addition to being a very proficient pianist, you also have another hobby and skill set that you're internationally known for, and this is your chess playing. Can you tell us a little bit about how you got into playing chess?
Well, I always liked board games since I was really small. So I started playing chess. I started taking lessons. And my parents took me to lessons just like parents would take kids to, like, skating and swimming and stuff. And I just liked it a lot, so I kept on playing. And also the pieces looked really special to me when I was young, so they were, like, really funny to me. And I really love playing chess, and so I won the World Youth Chess Championships 3 years ago in the United Arab Emirates. It was like a huge party for chess players because there are over 2,000 contestants from over 100 countries competing there.
And if you compare playing chess to playing the piano, do you think the two are related for you, or do you find that playing chess is it's a nice change of pace and a nice break from the time that you spend practicing piano?
Well, they have some similarities because chess and piano, they all need to be really accurate, kind mm-hmm. of. Because for chess, one mistake might cost you the whole game.
Sure.
And for piano, I want to make sure that every single note is perfect. And also for chess and piano, you have to have a really good memory. Because for chess, you have to memorize the openings and all the variations. And for piano, you have to memorize the music scores. And, for example, the Beethoven Concerto that I'll be performing with the Peoria Symphony Orchestra this Saturday has over 100 pages, I think. And it's 35 minutes or so long. And I don't have a problem memorizing that. So it just comes naturally to me.
That's incredible. And how long did it take you to learn the Beethoven Piano Concerto?
Well, I actually learned it a couple of years ago already, and so recently I picked it up a month ago or so.
Now, George, the focus of the program is musical prodigies. So in addition to the music of Beethoven, there's music of Mozart, there's music of Mendelssohn. Do you think that a younger performer like Harmony sort of has an instinctive advantage in approaching music that was written by younger composers that, say, a 40 or a 50 or even a 60-year-old pianist might not have, just because she's closer in age to particularly someone like a Mozart who was composing at Harmony's age?
That's possible. I think that really the affinity for the piece depends on the person. So somebody was asking about age the other day, and I said, I'm not sure that it's age-related. It's more what the background is, what their training is, and how fast they progress. So what's exciting about this week with prodigies is all those composers on the concert were prodigies when they were young. And we've got a real live prodigy on the program as well. And so this whole week we're kind of exploring what that means. And we had a great presentation at the Guild Musical Monday on and it was talking about Mozart as a prodigy. And so what we're emphasizing, too, is that there, you know, there's the natural ability, the high level of talent, the hard work, but there's also the training that goes into it. So there's we're emphasizing that side of it, plus the importance of great teaching, great support network, the parents and the family support and things like that. And so this is really an exploration of the phenomenon of prodigies. But what happens is once you internalize a piece like a Beethoven concerto, I think it stays with you regardless of how old you are. So if you heard Alfred Brendel's recording of this piece, you would think it was a very passionate young person playing it, but he did it when he was fairly senior. But that doesn't mean that the kind of youthful inspiration that inspired these pieces isn't present in a soloist, a young soloist. So what we get is you get these multiple facets of pieces. And then the nice thing is that we can hear Harmony now and hear what she does with a piece like this at this age. But we're going to want to hear what she's doing with it when she's 40. Hard to imagine you at 40, but
And speaking of inspiration, Harmony, are there pianists that inspire you when you are working on a new piece, recordings that you listen to, or performances that you watch?
Well, I think I can learn something from all the pianists because each pianist is unique. And so I listen to some recordings sometimes. Yeah.
Now, at your age, I can't imagine that you're flying off to Peoria or to the Emirates or to Poland by yourself. So as you go around performing, do your parents travel with you?
Yeah, they usually come too.
Okay, and are they with you in Peoria?
Okay. Right next door.
In Harmony, when you're not performing Beethoven piano concertos and winning world chess competitions, what do you like to do in your spare time?
We actually do composition, and I also take composition lessons in Juilliard, too. And I composed my own piece called The Moment, and I actually performed it today. Hmm. And I also like to draw a lot. And I doodle a lot. I doodle all the time. And I like to write. I've written lots of journals. And I also like to observe nature. And every single day after I come back from school, I put out lots of nuts and berries and all kinds of millet for birds and squirrels outside. And the next thing I know, like chickadees and nuthatches and cardinals and blue jays and squirrels, they all come and get everything. And after 5 minutes, I go put everything again to talk about concentrated practicing. But, yeah, I like feeding them a lot.
And she was, I think you were quite excited last time you were in Peoria because she saw the wild turkeys up on
Grandview Drive.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of turkeys in my backyard, there are also turkeys, rabbits, and deer.
And can you talk a little bit about what a week in your life is like? So are you studying at Juilliard during the week, or are you at a different school, and then you go to Juilliard on the weekends? And when do you find time to practice?
Well, I go to regular school like everybody else. And then after school, I practice some piano and chess and feed the wildlife. And I also go outside and do sports and things like that. And then sometimes in the week, days, I go for lessons in Juilliard, and on weekends, I always go to Juilliard.
We've been talking with Harmony Zhu. She's the featured soloist at the Peoria Symphony Orchestra's concert this weekend. We've also been speaking with George Stelluto, music director of the PSO. The orchestra is in concert tomorrow night at Grace Presbyterian Church in Peoria. Thank you both for being with us today.
Thank you. My pleasure.
This Saturday, you can enjoy art from the resident artists of the Contemporary Arts Center on display at the Peoria Public Library Main Library Gallery. The exhibit is free and open to the public and includes the works of William Butler, Elizabeth Davis, Nicole Cooney, and more. Gallery hours are from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday.
And Illinois Central College is presenting Scarborough Fair, a Simon and Garfunkel experience. Brothers Jeb and Jock Guthrie present the music of the folk rock duo that gave us songs like The Sounds of Silence and Bridge Over Troubled Water. That performance is tonight at 7:30 at the ICC Performing Arts Center in East Peoria.
Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
Our producer is Sierra Doss. You can learn more about Peoria Public Radio when you visit our website, peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.